This is Wade Matthew with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Shutdown of Greek banks has accelerated the use of electronic transactions, which some experts believe might have a surprising benefit, making it harder for corruption to take place. Cuba and the U.S. are beginning negotiations on property issues that date back to the revolution, worth almost $2 billion. Delhi, leading the world as the most polluted city of 1,600 considered, has begun restrictions on private cars, to only allowing use of them every other day. Truckers blocked one of the ring roads around Moscow in a rare protest over newly imposed fees. Texas backed down in its effort to block the settlement of a family of six Syrian refugees. Stand-up comedy has become the third largest form of entertainment in Nigeria after movies and music. Government subsidies encouraging the use of fossil fuels dwarf the spending by governments around the world on climate change. Food service companies like Compass and Aramark are signing 20-year contracts with universities by sweetening the pot, offering million-dollar construction investments in exchange for higher commissions and longer contracts at the University of Tennessee, University of Virginia, and Texas A&M. Student fees including by students without a dining plan, are helping finance them. China has arrested three labor activists involved in rising labor unrest in South China, one of the world's most important manufacturing centers. In recent weeks, months, three former presidents of Central American countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, have been accused of corruption. Washington, D.C.'s housing authority in the gentrified hot housing market there has evicted some public housing tenants in order to renovate and flip the units for prices close to $1 million. A six-year study by researchers at the University of Wisconsin has found that severe poverty affects brain size, with children in poor households having 8 to 10% smaller brains in the area where academic performance is located in the brain. Frequency of gun deaths is equivalent to auto accidents in the U.S. now. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement.